Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue today to make our way through the Gospel of John. The church gives us this week a look at the Last Supper discourse of Jesus with the apostles, and it's from John 14 through 17. And it is one of the most beautiful sections of the entire Bible. It's the deep theological realities of the relationship that Jesus is making possible for us, our relationship with the Father, relationship with Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Christian life, friends, means change. It's an old biblical scholar, Father Francis Martin, who was just a brilliant, brilliant priest and brilliant scholar, used to say Christianity means change. Why? Because the gift of the Holy Spirit, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, has been given to us. And Jesus is committed to every single person who says yes to him and who's baptized into him. And what he's committed to is leading us really to become saints. That's how the church summarizes it. What that means is, step by step, we move from darkness to light. We move from slavery to freedom. We move from fear to the joy of living as sons and daughters of God. A moment like the one we're going through, this trial shakes us. It reveals a lot about it. I mean, it reveals a lot in me. My wife was here, she could testify. Some of the difficult days of being cranky or impatient or frustrated, which is very understandable in the situation, especially if you live in Michigan when the sun didn't shine for 2 or 3 weeks and the weather was miserable, it's hard to go outside, and just being able to try to walk in peace. So we need real power in order for real transformation to happen with us. Jesus said, as I read yesterday in John 14, the first section we're given is the promise of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the change agent of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit of the Trinity, who given to us to literally come and dwell in us to help produce real and radical change and transformation in the way we live. First off, to teach us how to love, to teach us how to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to give us actually a desire to love God if we don't have one, to give us the trust that we need, the security to go deeply into the heart of God, and to allow God to shape and form and direct us, and for us to fulfill the first commandment, which is the whole purpose for why we live, at least the foundational reality. Love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. So I'm going to go now back to this section in John 14. Yesterday was very simple. Jesus saying, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. The keeping of the commandments, obedience, surrender, humility, is the way love is expressed. That's exactly what Jesus did all the way to the cross, giving up his whole life and offering it to God in love, in obedience to him. And Jesus said, if you do that, I will speak directly to the Father on your behalf, and I will ask him to send the Spirit. Now, Jesus is the one anointed, the Messiah. He's filled with the Holy Spirit. And when he ascended to the right hand of the Father, and he sat at the right hand of the Father, Peter tells us in the preaching on the day of Pentecost, the Father gave over the promised Holy Spirit to Jesus, and he pours out that Spirit, and he's doing it perpetually, perennially, the church says, right? Jesus opened heaven. And the open heaven that we live under is this gift of the flowing and grace of the Holy Spirit into our lives. He has come to dwell in us as in a temple. And Jesus said, he's coming for the purpose to give you counsel, to give you comfort, to give you power, to give you wisdom, to help you see and experience and know that you're a child of God. He's come to help you subdue the drives in your life that resist God. The drives of the flesh and the self-will and the inordinate self-love. And he wants to bring peace. And these are real promises from the Lord. And many of us have heard them throughout our lives, but they're not a part of how we experience life internally. Instead of the, Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it to the full. I mean, do you experience full life right now? Would you say, yes, I'm alive. I know I'm alive. I know why I'm alive. I know the purpose of my life, and I'm grateful. Jesus said he came to give us joy, full joy. Does joy characterize your daily life? He came to give us peace. Is that what you experience in a moment like this? And I'm bringing that up not to condemn anybody. It's I need to look at that, and I do look at that in my own life as well, and say, is Christianity real or not? Is there real power for real change? Can we truly, honestly be conformed to Christ? Yes, we can, through the grace and power of the Spirit. Jesus goes on. He promised that he'd give us the Counselor forever. So the beginning of our new life, the life that's going to reach full glory in heaven with Jesus, has begun now. And the Spirit's the one who's going to be with us all the way, making it possible. Verse 18, I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Boy, that's a promise. That is an important promise right now. Maybe some of you friends who are listening today, you are alone. Maybe you're an older brother or sister and you're quarantined and you can't see your own children or your grandchildren. You're all by yourself and it's lonely and you feel the pain of that loneliness and sometimes you just weep and you're sad and you're discouraged. Well, that's a moment when the Lord wants to comfort you. He wants you to know he's not left you desolate. Put your hand on your heart. That's what I do sometimes. Just to remember and say, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me know your presence. Lord, I seek, can you comfort me today in this moment of desolation or difficulty or struggle? And just quietly listen and wait and thank him. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this promise. I thank you that you're with me. I thank you that you're with me because you really love me and you'll never leave me. I don't have to be afraid of anything. And just to let these promises, friends, fill your heart to console you, because you can bet the enemy is going to be trying to speak in your other ear. Satan's a liar. He's a murderer. He's a deceiver. And what he wants to do is he wants to destroy the image of God on the earth. And so we come after and say, hey, you're all alone. No one cares about you. Your life is not worth living. On and on. All those kinds of lies. That's where you have to take up the commands of Scripture and say, resist the devil. How did Jesus resist the devil in the desert? Jesus, the devil tried to twist God's word, but Jesus came right back at him with God's word. And you could say, I'm not alone. The counsel, the Holy Spirit is with me. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. God is with me. He calls me his child, and he loves me, and he's enough for me. I mean, there's so many beautiful promises of God, friends. By the way, I wasn't intending to do this, but it did make me think of the booklets right here. I wrote a booklet just a few months ago called Unfailing Promises that you could get at renewalministries.net. We can send it to you for free. It's filled with the various promises of God. And it's times like this that we need to hold on to those promises. And if we do and we believe them, they really have power. They have power to help strengthen our interior life through this trial. I will come to you, he said, yet a little while and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live, you will live also. In that day, you will know that I am in my Father and you in me and I in you. When Jesus is in the Father, he goes back to the Father and the Holy Spirit is given to us. And as John says in his first letter, that the Spirit of God came and we know for sure, he said now, that we have fellowship with the Father and with the Son. We're in a family. We're in the family of God. Friends, we get glimpses of it here. We get experiences of it here. But we're going to know it in its fullness and its completeness when we pass from death to life. Many, many people today are living in a world without hope. That's why the coronavirus and the reality of death is so frightening, because that's all there is. There's nothing beyond death. And when that's the case, death does have a dominating power over the human mind and the human heart. We battle against it every day. And the only way to subdue that power and to bring peace to the human heart is to know that Jesus has swallowed up death in his victory on the cross. And he gives us his eternal life. So death isn't a final, humiliating, destructive end. It's a passageway. It's a birth canal. It's a passageway home to the full life that Christ gives each and every one of us. And if we believe that, we walk in that eternal perspective, friends, it makes all the difference in the world. So we can see, as one of the saints, was it Teresa of Avila, I think, said, you know, we're going to see when we get to the other side that all the trial, the struggle, the pain, the battling that we experienced on earth, in light of eternity and what we've been given, is going to be like one night in a bad hotel. It's real. But we can begin to live in the kingdom now in a fuller way, and Jesus invites us to do that. Draw near to me. Come close to me. I've given you the Holy Spirit. Do you know the Holy Spirit? Do you speak to the Holy Spirit? Do you welcome the Holy Spirit into your life? He goes on to say, he who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. So here it is. You've been given. Sometimes you say, what's the Lord's will for my life? What does he want from me? Here's a good, simple section of the Bible itself where Jesus says, what does he want from us? He wants us to follow his commandments, to keep them, because his commandments are for our good, and they honor God. And it helps us honor God with our life and come into the full life that God has for us. By obeying the commandments, friends, we trust God. We trust the words of Jesus. We trust that he has our best interest in mind, that he is in fact trustworthy. And we don't have to hedge our bets. We don't have to keep a distance from him. We can dive in and follow him. And he says, he it is who loves me. So he said, how can I express my love for the Lord? I'm going to just passionately say yes to whatever he calls me to do, right? Whatever he commands me to do. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. There you go. God the Father is your Father. And here's where the healing power of the Holy Spirit is so precious and so valuable to us, because inside us, deep down in our fallen nature, there's a secret rancor we have, a wrestling against God. Is God real, first of all? Or if he is he good? Is he kind? No, he's, you know, the devil wants us to think, no, he's cold, he's harsh, he's distant, he's fundamentally, mostly disappointed in you, angry, far away, alien, impersonal. But instead, Jesus comes to us and says, no. He's the origin of all tenderness, mercy, kindness, humility, goodness, love. This is God, and this is your Father. And so the Holy Spirit is given to us so that we come to experience the love of the Father. And Jesus said that, or Paul, you know, articulates what Jesus said so clearly. The Spirit that's given to us helps us subdue the lies of the flesh, subdue the power of the enemy. It's a new power. The Spirit's a new power within us. And the Holy Spirit comes to teach us about who Jesus is. And it can go really, really deep, friends, if we seek it. The more we seek it, the more we receive it, the more transformed we are by it. But one of the central realities of what the Spirit brings is a living knowledge and experience of the tender mercy of God and his deep, profound, total, all day, every day, constant love toward each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, help us to internalize this and to walk in it. God bless you, friends.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.